And welcome to the Reality Check here on Revolution Radio. Today we are going to talk about stopping. It's been a really interesting couple of weeks for me. I think for you guys that listen on a regular basis, you'd have known that last week I took a whole week off doing any work. It wasn't strictly true because I did a couple of sessions, but the vast majority of last week I didn't do anything except to spend time with me. And of course with Sage. And it brought home a number of things. The first thing is that it brought home is how far I had slipped. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people that we talk to, and we consistently talk to people, they actually think that we've got this sussed. They hear us on the radio show, and they think, and I've had people come to me and say, I would love to be like your mind is.
Yeah.
And I'd say, my mind is exactly the same as yours. Exactly the same. I have just as much of the proverbial stuff thrown onto my path that everybody else does. You know, I have to deal with everything just like everybody else does. And we sit here and we talk not just on radio, we talk off radio, dealing with the way that we think and the way that we feel.
Yeah. And do you know what I would take from that and ask perhaps our listeners to take from that is if you're feeling like, because, you know, we all feel like this, where you feel like everyone knows everything that's going on in your life or in your head.
Yeah,
so if you feel like if you're feeling sad or you're not at 100%, that always comes across and people can understand exactly how you're feeling. They don't.
No.
Everyone in everyone else's life, their reality includes you within it. And it's whatever image they've conjured up based on the information that you've given them in the time and whatever that length of time you've known that individual. And You can take some solace in that, I think, sometimes, where you say, like, well, because at least, although I'm feeling this and I'm dealing with it and I'm moving forward through it, at least unless you're, you know, obviously there's certain circumstances when it's obvious that there's an issue because it's projecting outwardly. But most of the time, without you standing up and walking up to somebody and telling them what you're feeling and how you're feeling, they won't know.
No.
So take away that added pressure on top of everything else that you're dealing with.
Everybody can see
that. Everyone can see, because
they can't.
They absolutely
right.
can't.
Anyway, let's start as we mean to go on, as we normally do. Over to the captain in the chair. Welcome to the show, sir. And how has your week been this week?
Yeah, it's been interesting, and I haven't got a huge amount of time to wrap this up, but because we've talked for a bit already. But it's been an interesting week, challenging in parts. I've done my usual routines, you know, I've played badminton, I've played disc golf and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just been some challenges this week, I think.
I think we've both got a little bit of what we'd call head full, and that's exactly what it is. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we're going to just stop. And what I mean by stop is that I think for both Glenn and myself this week, our heads are slightly full with lots of exciting stuff that's happening. And, you know, we've got to try and figure this out. And it's very similar to you guys out there. And I think that we're trying to sort of live and share with you how we do things. Exactly the same as you. How do you do things? One of the things that has really come bounding up in my mind over the last period of time is that actually we're all broken. And it's the issues come when we are trying to pretend that we're not. There is an amazing Chinese, I think it's Chinese, or it could be Japanese, system that when they break a bowl, a life bowl, they actually mend it with gold. And, you know, so that they can keep it. So instead of just throwing it away, they keep it. And they actually believe that the beauty is within the imperfections. And that's the same with us. You know, we go through these things in life. And, you know, as I was saying just a short while ago, I took a week off last week and I was quite shocked of how much I had slipped away from the authenticity of who it is that I am. And it's so easy to do. And that's why here on the, you know, the Reality Check was why we do what we do, because we want to give people the opportunity just to take stock.
Yeah.
To take that time, say, okay, so what is going on? What is it that I'm doing? How am I moving forward? Or am I just sort of reeling in and sort of trying to retreat back to me so it's all safe?
Yeah.
Stopping is the big thing. You know, I spoke to somebody earlier on this week, and we were in session, and very clearly they understood that where they weren't particularly happy. But they knew also where they needed to be happy. but they got no idea at all of how to get there.
Well, yeah, isn't that always the case?
Always the case.
I have loads of amazing, I think are million-dollar ideas. They might not be, but, you know, where you're like, I've regularly just, like, design an entire company, sell it, be it, a, you know, it could be a company selling something or a community project or a charity or anything, but it will pop into my head. I'll work the whole thing out excitedly, tell Amy all about it and be like, this would be brilliant, you know. But then it's like, but I haven't got the faintest idea where I would start with something like that. Obviously you're going to need money, which I don't have an abundance of, but you also need, like, I might have the idea, but I don't have all the skill set for, like, what would be required from a technological point of view or from a resource point of view or even a knowledge point of view. It's just this idea that you then need to go and talk to people about, I suppose.
And I tell you what, that, and you know, I know that you what you bring to the show is a lot of that business sense that, that you know, you run the networking groups, you run two companies, you know, and you've got all of that experience with that, and everything that you've just said there of, you know, in business, you know, we have regular meetings.
Yeah,
you know, just to make sure that, you know, the projected targets are still on track. We know where it is we go, and we're looking at the external forces that are coming in, having an impact on profit or production. And we sit down and we talk. And when we talk in business, we start to, it's quite factual. It's quite emotionless. We're just looking at the facts and figures that say, okay, well, this is our aim this year is to turn over X amount of pounds.
Yeah.
And how are we going to do that? That is exactly the same notion as what we do with the reality check. We actually enable people to take that time out, to take stock, to really look at themselves and say, okay, so what is going on? What am I doing? What is the plan? Because invariably what happens is that for most of us, and, you know, including myself, we try to pretend that we're not broken and we've got the smiles through gritted teeth, etc., etc. When you consider, you know, it's kind of accepted these days that we have something like between 50 and 70,000 unique thought threads every single day. And you take out, you know, your average sleep pattern, it's averaging out about 1 a second.
It's pretty full on.
Absolutely. You know.
Do you know what else as well? I think that we're not encouraged to do that and whether that's by design or just because life's just so got so hectic. There's so many components to it. We're encouraged to keep, you know, keep busy. It's not so much keep busy. It's just that the days are short compared to how much you have to do sometimes just to survive and break even. You know, you're going to have a job to make the money to pay the bills. And by the time you've got home from work, made dinner, maybe watched a little bit of telly, and then go to bed ready to do it all over again. Maybe you get a few more hours at the weekend. You know, the vast majority of people, including myself, that is, you know, that is our lives, isn't it? And within that, unless you work usually for a really good company that's really good with well-being and understands all of those kind of, like the guys we got in from Flint Change help companies to basically create those environments where people do stop and take a moment. But, you know, if you're not in that scenario, and I think sadly, you know, it's probably the majority that aren't, you know, when is somebody taking that time to stop you and sit you down and say, right, are you happy with everything? Is everything okay? Are you okay?
I think that is the fact. You know, we have consistently said one of the biggest things that pushes me forward, you know, and that's just not running the radio show, but that's running the business as well, is that people have actually stopped talking about themselves ambitiously and positively. They're not held accountable. And what we tend to find is that the moment that we get broken, and, you know, we just try, as you were saying before, sometimes we're thinking that everybody can actually see and feel exactly what it is that we are. We need to be also to share when we are broken. Because it's okay. If you've got a car and your car breaks down, what do you do? Take it to the garage.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to mend it. You know, if you've got something wrong with the house, the electrics, and by law now, you can't mess with them yourself. You've got to get an electrician.
Yeah, and that's probably for the best.
Absolutely. You don't want to be harming yourself. Plumbing, mechanics. Yeah,
I think plumbing and mechanics is one thing. Electricity, I always put in a different category just because something that is so dangerous and can kill
you,
but you can't see it. Sometimes you can hear it, but you can't see it. I mean, that scares the life out of me. I certainly wouldn't be getting involved in any of that stuff.
So, well, what we are wanting to do today is to get you to stop. When our minds become full and, you know, and we get on our cups overflowing, of course we feel the pressure. What I generally find is that people begin to live their life on the far side of complexity. And you guys out there, you'll probably understand what I say when sometimes it feels like you're spinning 16 plates and you're juddling 15 balls at the same time. And you haven't got the space to even think about what you're doing. It's almost like, you know, when you know someone's telephone number, but you don't know it. You just know the how you press it on your dial or on your thing. And all of a sudden, if someone said, what is the number? You think, oh, gosh.
Do you know what as well? Sometimes somebody having that, and they call it like a pattern interrupt, where they ask you an unexpected question and it clears your mind.
Yep.
Now, I had this happen, just quick little, this going back many years now, but my first car was a car that had, it had like an immobilizer, and I've never seen one of these since. They're quite rare, I think, but it was like it was a Citroen, and it had this immobilizer that was a four-digit keypad. So like next to the gear stick, there was a keypad, and you put in the code four digits every time before you start the engine. Now, obviously, you do that so often, you forget what the code is, but it's like muscle memory.
Yeah, that's right.
I was in the garage, and obviously I had to give them the code so they could start the car and take it into the to the ramp and that. And yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, what's the code? And it just, I was like, just
couldn't think.
Just could not think at all. And I couldn't, the harder I tried to think, the harder it was to find the information.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up having to go to sit in the car and try and
figure it out. I
still
is.
Couldn't do it. And I think in the end, I rang someone else that knew the code to my car, because I couldn't even, let alone get into the garage. I couldn't even get home.
My mind's full this week. Glenn, your mind's full this week. And I can imagine that most of our listeners, their mind is full this week. Now, when our minds get full, and when we actually have that chaoticness within our minds, and again, bearing in mind we have a thought every second, that's where things like the fight and flight syndrome comes into place. And basically what is happening there, and this is where you will start to feel it physically, not just emotionally. And all of a sudden, we're presented with a situation in front of us that is unusual, or it could be very usual, but it's here again. And all of a sudden, inside of us, physically, our adrenaline pumps because of the circumstances. And it goes back to survival. You can imagine walking through the jungles of, you know, and I know that the dinosaurs and the prehistoric man weren't at the same time.
That's correct. We've already resolved that one.
But
60 million years between them.
But if you can imagine as a Neanderthal man walking through a jungle and was presented with something in front of them that could possibly eat them or kill them, they'd have something happen inside of them. The adrenaline would pump, and we call it the fight or flight syndrome. And the reason that the adrenaline pumps, it fills the muscles with energy for one of two things. If you actually make the assessment that you're bigger than it, then you move forward and you can, you know, if it's something that you could eat, you would get it and you would eat it and possibly have yourself a new jacket. If you deem that whatever it was bigger than you, you've got the muscles to be able to sort of on your toes and you can do one. What has happened is there was this middle ground that has really started to come to light over the last few years. And it isn't fight, it isn't flight, it is freeze. And that's what I want you to do today. Just freeze just for a moment. Don't justify anything. You don't need to give any reasons why you should or why you shouldn't. It's just very factually. Where am I? What is it that I really want to do? Who am I really? You know, as most of you guys out there know, that you know, I run a business called Beyond the Mask, and this is talking with people about who they are, what they really want to do, and how they can change their mindsets, their thoughts, and their emotions that can realign to what it is that they do want to do. The vast majority of the time that I've always found, and like I said, this is nearly 40 years of doing it, is the one of the biggest things that people have stopped doing is talking about themselves. And that's what we're going to try and do today. We're going to try and get you to stop, and we want you to start to really reflect over where it is that you've been, what you've done, what it is that you're doing, and we also want you to project forward of what it is that you want to be doing.
Because I've talked about this before on the show, where I experienced this quite regularly, and it's having that stop and checking in with myself that makes me I don't realize in the moment that I'm doing it. But if you're not careful, I think, and like I said earlier, with all the chaoticness of life, you end up just going into, I have no other way of describing it other than like autopilot, and you're just going through the motions. And in a way, there's some parts of that where, you know, you're living in the moment, you're being present and everything else. But you do also need to know where you're going and have some form of goal or plan or whatever, because otherwise, you know, it nothing will change.
Do you know, if you were going to go on holiday, you would need to know where it is that you were going, unless you were going in a, you know, a tour bus and just say, let's just go anywhere and stop.
But you know it's going to be good, at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. The reality check has been going for quite a number of years. We've been presenting it here on Revolution Radio for about 18 months now. And steadily the listeners are increasing. And what we now got as well that we're going to share with you over the next couple of weeks, we have got our own social media platform that you can go and join. It's called The Reality Check, and it's on One Tribe Network. We're just going to share a little bit about it today, and over the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing where you can go and join, where you can come and actually get a lot of the information that we're talking about and a little bit more in-depth knowledge. But that is something that we really want to be looking at sharing as far and as wide as we can, because there are too many people out there that have got these questions of who am I really? What is it that I really want to be doing? And why is it that I'm still doing what it is that I'm doing that I don't want to do? And why is it that I'm not doing what it is that I want to do? It's a really bizarre one. One of the things that I am consistently saying to people is I'm not trying to persuade you to be somebody you're not. I'm just trying to remind you who it is that you are and get you to go back to that. It's enough. That's all you need to be. When we get broken, when we get these chaotic mindsets and we actually think that lots of people are thinking these things about us, it's not really true. The vast majority of the time, people have just got busyness in their lives as well. So for me, today is nothing more than asking the question, so how do you feel today? And while you're listening, just answer the question. How are you feeling? Is it good? Is it exciting? Is it not so good? Is it not so exciting? Because that is the level of how you describe yourself. And the moment you describe yourself as something, that's what you're going to start to become.
It can surprise you, can't it? The words that you use and the reactions that you have. So it's like you'll find the truth. You'll find that your body you'll say the truth. But you might not listen to how it comes across to get the answer from it. And what I mean by that is, like, when, you know, like when you ring somebody and they answer the phone and there's like people that say, oh, I'm really good, like regardless of whether they're good or not.
Yeah.
Like, and then you've also got, there's people that always go, not too bad.
That's
right. And it's like, whether they realize it or not, they're giving off little signals of how they position their own mental health, I suppose, in
Absolutely.
A way, within, you know, how they're actually feeling.
You know, I am one, and most people will know, I don't hold on to anything. I really do, you know, if something comes into my head, I'm saying it. Not, you know, if I feel something, I'm sharing it. You know, if it's sadness, I'm quite happy to have a good cry. And if it's funny, I'm quite happy to have a good laugh about it. Don't hold on to anything, because I need to be me. I actually know me. I know me very, very well. In fact, you guys out there that are listening, nobody knows you better than you know yourself.
Absolutely.
And this is where your responsibility needs to come into play. And you also need to become accountable. If you are really wanting to sort of deal with life to the best of your ability and to become the best version of yourselves and find that level of happiness, The Reality Check was where you need to be dropping by as often as you can. Every Thursday at 1 o'clock here on Revolution Radio, and very, very soon on One Tribe Network, The Reality Check is going to be a social media platform that's going to be like no other. It's not like Facebook. It's not like any of the other ones that we've got, like
Instagram.
Thank you.
Twitter.
Thank you. You know, now there's nothing wrong with them at all. But what we're saying is that what we want to do is to be making sure if we've got something to share, it's going to go to everybody that's on there. We've got no algorithms. We've got no data checking on this. This is just a place where you can come and pay it forward when you can and take it back when you need it. And that's what we need in life. We all need... I tell you what, I'm coming up to 60 years of age, you know, and I would have loved at any part of my past life for somebody to say, whoa, stop. I remember that old beer advert that was on telly many years ago, and I think it was a German beer. I can't say what the name is, but the advert was, and he'd come on the TV and he'd go, stop, stop.
Yeah.
And he would get them to really enjoy the beer. And that's what we are saying. Stop just for the moment. Don't be making any decisions in the next hour, the next week, the next 6 weeks. Just allow yourself to be what it is. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do hope that you get the opportunity to stop. And what we will do, we will catch you next week. But until then, have a good one.